Let's turn now to the capital gains aspect of the Chancellor's budget. This story has been a bit of a disaster for Alistair Darling's reputation, together with the non-dom issue, the non-domiciles, which I'll cover in a minute. In the pre-budget report, you'll recall that Alistair Darling announced that the CGT system would face major overhaul from April 2008. The placing of net gains, in effect, as a top slice of income, is to go. All gains after the annual exemption, which of course remains, will be taxed at a flat rate of 18% regardless of income. So the richest of the poorest will pay the same flat rate. But the bad news is that indexation allowance and taper relief will go. So this is a genuine simplification. But hold on, things are not always as they seem, and here's a good example. Whilst for a higher rate taxpayer, the rate will drop from 40% to 18%, the loss of the indexation allowance and taper relief will have an opposite effect, which in some cases will more than offset the drop in the rate from 40 to 18. Let me give you an example. Let's say that somebody inherits a house from mum in the early 1980s and has let it ever since and now wants to sell it. As a general reckoning, the indexation allowance causes a gain to halve over the period that it was in currency. That's from 1982 to 1998. So, a house that has rocketed in value since the 1980s, and most houses have, these measures would result, with the loss of the indexation allowance, in substantial extra taxation. And again, we'll look at the detail in the spring tax series. The move was, of course, political. It was a knee-jerk reaction to the 2007 summer stories of private equity paying less tax than a cleaner, and the politics of envy duly kicked in. But the storm of protest that followed the announcements did cause the government to rethink, and a very recent new entrepreneurs' relief was announced that would help entrepreneurs, but they are subject to some important conditions. The relief basically provides that there will be a return to an effective rate of 10% of capital gains tax on the disposal of an interest in a business, assets used in a ceased business, and some company shares. But this U-turn, which in effect re-establishes the old 10% rate for entrepreneurs, only applies to gains up to 1 million, and this is over the lifetime of the entrepreneur. This relief is therefore worth £80,000 in total, the difference between 1 million at 18% and 1 million at 10%. And it will no doubt help retiring small business owners, but it will in no way help serial entrepreneurs. Dragon's Den, look out. Note too that the relief will only apply to owners who have owned the business for 12 months. And, in principle, will apply as much to incorporation of a business as to the winding up of a business.